Organize Me Radio, episode 55, Swoop Hanger. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the inventor of Swoop Hanger. Please welcome Libra Riley. Welcome, Libra.
Thank you so much, Naima, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you here. I'm so excited to learn more about Swoop Hanger. Can you tell us what is Swoop Hanger? What inspired this idea?
Yeah, so necessity truly is the mother of invention. It's pretty corny, but it's actually true. I was in my own closet a number of years ago and looking at things sort of dragging on the floor, whether they be casual maxi dresses or skirts or formal gowns. I just happened to notice one day that things were dragging, collecting dust and tattering from being stepped on in the closet. And it just literally in that moment occurred to me to grab these two wire hangers from the dry cleaner. I ripped the plastic off the bags and then hung the dress up on one of the wire hangers and took the second one, slid down the dress and scooped it and clipped it. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm onto something here. Tried it again, swoop, clip, and there it was. And I said, oh my gosh, I called my son upstairs to my master bedroom closet. And I said, videotape mom doing this. And he's like, mom, please. I said, no, really, I think this is something. Did it again, swoop, clipped it. And it just became very clear in that moment that something was happening. And I was potentially onto a really great idea that could really benefit lots of other people beyond me. So I started working with a company in New York that sort of helps folks get things done, worked with some engineers. And before I knew it, I had at least the technical drawings for a prototype and just started moving it from there. And one thing led to another, attended a trade show because I had intended initially to license the product, and then COVID hit. And the company that I was literally in contract negotiations with, whose office was in New York, but whose factory was in China, completely shut down. And in that moment, I thought, okay, I've saved some money just in case. I could either wait this out because we had no idea, remember, in 2020, how long this would go on, or I could just try it myself because I thought now everyone's home. They're much more even aware than they ever have been before about the need for organization. And I thought this might be the time to launch. Sounded really crazy in some ways and brilliant in other ways. So found a manufacturer and just got started on it.
That is something that you had this idea and then COVID just, you know, kind of threw everyone for a loop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It either scared you to death or ignited some ideas in you to get started on some things now that you have a little more time and a little more attention on things that you really hadn't paid attention to before. And I was one of those people who just said, you know what? You got to go for it because maybe this could possibly work. So I went for it.
So you had your prototype already, but you found a manufacturer. What was that process like to find a manufacturer? How long does that process take?
It was really serendipity. I would say this to anybody that has any kind of an idea. Get started because it's amazing. And I'm a woman of faith. So for me, it was God. There's something about once you make the decision that I'm going to push through fear, doors start opening up. So I was at the International Home and Housewares Show in Chicago. I took a booth. They had an inventor's corner in 2019. So I had me and my little prototype. My twin sister agreed to come with me and my 20-something son, because I really wanted him to see that if this was going to come to fruition, I wanted him to actually see it. And one of the people that came to the booth, we got lots of great attention with just the prototype, but one of the people who came was a patent attorney. And he said to me, wow, this is great. What are you trying to do? I said, well, I'm really here to find a company that wants to license my product. And he said, you shouldn't do that. He said, you could make millions and you'll only make a fraction of that if you license it. I said, yes, but there's so much I don't know. He said, trust me, you really should license it. He gave me his card. So after COVID hit, which was literally just months after I attended that show, I gave him a call and he said, I have a manufacturer that probably would be really interested in your product. He said, now I would not represent him if you and he started working together because he's my client, it would just be a conflict of interest, but I'll just give you his card and you reach out. Well, the good news was his manufacturer client, his home base was actually in California. The factory was in New York, family-owned factory, had never done housewares before, and they really wanted into the housewares industry. So again, serendipity, because I needed someone who understood how to get this done, manufacturing. This company knew how to do that, but because it was, their office was in California, I would not have to worry about the language barrier. That would happen if I was trying to go straight to a manufacturer in China and didn't have someone sort of interceding on my behalf to make sure that I understood everything that was going on. So I had a California-based company whose factory was in China, and we talked. Because he wanted into the housewares business, my hangar could be his first sort of foray in. And so we made a deal. Hey, I'll give you a chance on my product, and you'll give me some great rates on getting this done because you want in and I need someone who can get this done. And so we really figured this out, and through trial and error and lots of samples, because lots of samples of color and a couple, a little bit of the form and function, because it's one thing to have a prototype. It's another thing to manufacture your prototype. Sometimes what works in a prototype phase when it's time for mass production doesn't quite work. So we tweaked the design just a tiny bit to make sure that it was fully functional. Because Naima, one of the things I said to this gentleman is, it's a very stylish hangar. It's got a great form and function, something no one's ever seen before, but it has to function like a hangar, meaning you've got to hang your garment up on this item and you have to come back 10 years from now and trust, much like you sit in a chair, that that hanger is still going to be hanging in the closet, holding the garment that you hung on it. So I said, my customers, yes, they'll love its form and function and its sort of funky and stylish design, but at the end of the day, it's a hanger and they have to trust that the hanger is going to work. So through lots of tweaks, we figured it out. We did some testing, some quality controls, and we ended up with a product that we feel really excited about.
And I love the colors. We can see them. If you're watching, you can see it behind her shoulder over there. You can see the hangers. They're beautiful. What types of colors do they come in? What colors did you test that didn't work?
Yes. So the good news is we have the option to do any color we can think of. So the time will come when we may want to do a Tiffany blue or, you know, a shamrock green. We did red as our sort of out of the box color just to test it. We thought great for Valentine's Day, great for everybody that loves the red bottom shoes, who has that sort of style in their closet that they want to match. But we went with the basics. We did black, clear, because clear we felt would blend into any closet, white, and tortoise shell. The greatest challenge was the tortoise shell, because we kept getting iterations that didn't quite look like what we wanted it to look like. And so I just kept pressing him. This isn't it. Keep trying. And he kept saying to me, it's a pigment. So we're mixing pigment and we have to get it just right. And then finally he got it right. And the moment I saw it, I was like, this is it. So we've got five colors. And again, that red will be the one we alternate in and out for seasonal colors that we may want to try along the way, or special sort of custom orders that folks may have for us.
Is this hanger heavy duty? I know we get a lot of clients, especially as organizers, who have some things that might be heavier, like an evening gown or something that's beaded or, you know, something along those lines. Yes. How does your hanger hold up?
We've tested it. In fact, I made sure that as part of my agreement with my manufacturer was there needed to be quality testing. So they took it through a series of their tests that they do to make sure that the construction is durable. We feel quite confident about it. We really do. Again, my main concern with him was, yes, I want it to look a certain way, but it has to stand the test of time. Folks have to trust that this is a hanger that they can trust to hang their clothes on, and it will endure over time. And we feel confident about that.
So how many hangers are recommended? I know I design closets as well, in addition to organizing. And I know a lot of people have long hanging. I mean, men usually don't. So when I go into homes, men usually don't. Some might have a tiny little bit. That they might put in a different closet, or if they share a closet with their wife, they might slide it into their wife's area. They might have a couple things. Women, we tend to have the maxi dresses. We have, you know, the mid-length dresses as well. How many hangers do you recommend people purchase in order to fit all of their long hanging things?
Yeah, so I absolutely would say at the very least our six pack. You want to have it around, even if you don't think you need it. you want at least a six pack on hand. Because consider this, there is the casual maxi dress, the maxi skirt, the formal gown, prom, quinceañera, wedding dress for brides and bridesmaids and mother of the bride, dusters, those long sweater dusters that we wear when the fall comes. Those will swoop. We have those on our, we have a demo of that on our IG right now. Jumpsuits are back. So you've got a number of items that you don't even realize you have that this six pack will absolutely help you with. One of the things we want folks to consider is in terms of maximizing space, whether you've got 900 square feet or 9,000, the truth is you almost never have enough closet space. And so designers like you who are designing gorgeous closets, most often, I am sure your clients want to double up on a lower rack. And so with Swoop, you no longer even need the long hang section, which for a lot of people is a waste of valuable real estate. So with Swoop, you can double up the entire closet because now everything that you might've been concerned about needing to put in that long hang space can get doubled up with the Swoop hanger. So at least a six pack.
That's a great idea. I like that. It's like, when you think about it that way, it's like, oh, you don't even need the long hanging section anymore. Just double it up. So I love that. I love that. So what kind of feedback have you received from customers or professionals in the organizing and design industry?
We have received so much great feedback. It's been so encouraging. This April will be launched a year. We're in conversations right now with retail, so can't share it right now. But we've had outreach from retail and then some other networks you all might know where things are sold, where I'm not able to talk about it right now. But this has been described as a highly demonstrable product, something that's fun to watch the demonstration of, which means it would be really good for television where things are actually sold on television. Retail is showing some interest, and I'll be so excited to be able to give you an update, Naima, when that deal actually gets closed. But professional organizers as yourself have reached out to us and said, wow, I really could use this for my client who has a small closet and needs to double up that space to maximize it as much as possible. I had another organizer reach out recently and say, hey, I am working with clients who own yachts, and these are very small closets on yachts. This would be great for that. And of course I responded saying, absolutely, please let me know what you need from me. Cruise ships, yachts, dorm rooms, apartments, of course, small and large homes. Everybody needs more closet space. And Swoop is really designed for the main purpose is to help you maximize storage. Second is to protect your garments so that they're no longer dragging on the floor. And then the third is to streamline your travel, because now you don't have to travel with that big, long garment bag. If you can Swoop that garment, a formal gown can fit in the same garment bag as a tuxedo. So it really is about streamlining your travel and maximizing storage and protecting your garments. And that's what we're here to do.
I love that. And it's so exciting, you mentioning that, you know, retail, you know, companies are reaching out to you. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to learn, you know, what that is and when. Yeah. But can you tell us where your item can be purchased right now?
Sure. So for right now, it's on our website at www.swoophanger.com.
All right. Now, one of my favorite things to ask everyone on the podcast is, what are your favorite organizing products?
Oh, well, I just recently purchased a series of those clear shoe storage boxes with the little door. My door.
Oh, yeah. Box has those are hot right now.
I love it, right? So mine has a little magnetic door. I had the traditional shoe racks taking up a lot of space in the closet, but things were piled up and tons of dust all over my shoes. And so I just recently bought a bunch of these shoe boxes, have lined them up in the closet. And so each pair of shoes has its own little storage box, its own little door, and they're stackable. So I love it. You can see what you have, because that's the other thing too. Quite often we waste money buying things we already have because we really can't see what we have. And so what I love about these shoes is the shoe boxes is that they're protecting my shoes, but also protecting my investment and my finances, because I'm not doubling up on things that I don't really need. So I'm excited. That's my most recent purchase. And right now I would say my favorite.
I love that. Okay. Now, can you also tell me, what is your greatest professional achievement?
Yeah, well, having launched Swoop almost 1 year ago this April, I would say for sure, pushing through fear and getting this done. When I look at it, I'm like, whoa, this was like the full manifestation of every hope and dream I've ever had, because I'm the daughter of an entrepreneur. So I always knew I would do something, didn't know quite what it was. And so looking back at this, even just 1 year, and just so if I haven't sold a million yet, but just that I got it out the gate, again, wanting others to be encouraged in hearing this, just getting it out the gate feels so good. So everything from here is icing on the cake. Prior to this, I'd worked in nonprofits and supporting women and children and families, and then seniors with the great AARP. So I've done really great things in my professional life. This one was sort of that upper level, beyond, you know, imagination dream, trying my own business. And so right now, to date, this would probably be the most amazing thing I could say I've ever done, mainly because the fear that I had to push through to make it happen.
Well, congratulations on launching Swoop Hanger. Congrats on coming up on a year. That's really exciting. What would you tell someone who is interested in creating a product and manufacturing that product, but they don't know where to start? Maybe they don't have the confidence that you had going into it. What would you tell someone who has that idea in their mind, but they're not sure what to do with it yet?
Yeah, so I would absolutely say Google is your friend. I Googled a lot of information. So there's truly tons of information out there about how to get things made. The first prototype that I had 3D printed, the one that I took to that trade show in Chicago, I found that company on Google. I put in prototype, 3D print came up. I found this company, and it turned out, thank goodness, to be a reputable company, because there's some information out there that probably isn't the best. And there are some folks out there that are willing to take money from people who are desperately wanting to get an idea made. So certainly vet anything that you find, Better Business Bureau, Google, to see if there's any reviews or any lawsuits or any complaints out there about any of the companies that you're thinking about taking your product to. I would also say, you can certainly start with an idea and you can submit those to certain kinds of companies, but I would absolutely download an NDA so that you have your own personal non-disclosure agreement, and anybody you plan to share that idea with, ask them to sign it. Because the truth is, if it's a legitimate person who doesn't mean you any harm, they should not have any issue with signing your NDA. So start there and then start Googling more about companies that actually produce products. There are companies in the US, but the truth be told, some of them are much more expensive. So going to China, in a lot of ways, is a way to get something done, especially a brand new product that you're not quite sure how it will turn out. You want to spend as little money as you can, at least in that first iteration, because sometimes you'll keep improving on that product. So it's why a lot of very new products are made in China. But there are some US companies as well. So Googling manufacturing, if it's a plastic product, you want to Google something like injection mold manufacturing. So just be as specific as you can about what you're trying to get done, the material you want to use, because that you'll also put into Google as well, getting plastic products made, for example. So again, Google really is your friend. There's lots of information out there. There are nonprofit associations. SCORE, I worked with SCORE in my local Washington, D.C. area. I had a SCORE mentor that was really helpful in providing some information. So again, tapping into local business bureaus to see where there is assistance that could be provided to you in getting your first 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 steps done.
Libra, thank you so much. Thank you for that information. Thank you so much for joining us on Organize Me Radio. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Sure. Please, please, please visit www.swoophanger.com. Our About Us page talks about how all of this got started. And of course, on that website, you'll see everything you need to know about the hanger. And of course, you also can buy. So look forward to seeing you all. And thank you so much, Naima, for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.